بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي جري جابر بن سليم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ورفع إزارك إلى نصف الساق فإن أبيت فإلى الكعبين وإياك وإسبال الإزار فإنها من المخيلة وإن الله لا يحب المخيلة وإن امرؤ شتمك وعيرك بما يعلم فيك فلا تعيره بما تعلم فيه فإنما وبال ذلك عليه. رواه داود والترمذي بإسناد صحيح. وقال الترمذي حديث حسن صحيح. The latter part of the hadith which we have been discussing for the last few days, Jabir bin Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator in response to the request which he made to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of having been introduced to him that this is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had accepted Islam, and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ihdi ilayya, give me some advice. We discussed a few of the advices which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him. To continue with that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him, warfa izaraka ila nisfi saq, raise your clothing, izar, loincloth, in other words the lower part, the lower garments, that which you wear, raise it up till halfway of your calves. Warfa izaraka ila nisfi saq fain abayt. If you cannot do this, then at least ila al-ka'bayn, up to the ankles. Wa iyyaka wa isbal al-izar, and I caution you, I warn you, in other words, totally abstain from lengthening your clothing, causing it to hang, in other words, beyond the ankles. Fa innaha min al-makhila. This is a very, very important point, as we've been discussing in the previous ahadith, where the prohibition comes with regards to lengthening one's clothing. Allah Ta'ala will not look at a person with mercy on the Day of Judgment. We find in the previous ahadith there is this expression, khuyala, man jarra thawbahu khuyala, those who do it out of pride. So those who want to make excuses, it opens the door that, mashallah, I am not doing it out of pride. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who does it out of pride, for him it is prohibited. This hadith is a very, very interesting point, this, for those who understand Arabic. فَإِنَّهَا مِنَ الْمَخِيلَ. The very act of lengthening your clothes so that it goes beyond the ankles, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, doing that is an act of pride. Innaha min al makhila, wa inna Allah la yuhibbul makhila, and Allah does not love a person who is proud or he is boastful. Al kibriya'u rida'i. This comes in hadith al-Qudsi. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam quotes the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah says, kibr, authority, boastfulness, position, status, rida'i. Allah says, this is my cloak. The only one who has the right to kibr is Allah. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Greatness, authority in the heavens and the earth only belongs to Allah. So in that hadith which I mentioned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah says, kibriya, kibr is my cloak. Any one of you who is proud or boastful must claim some sort of kibr. He is in fact challenging Allah, he's snatching at the cloak of Allah. So how do you hope to be successful? Comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال حبة من خردل من كبر. person who has even an iota, grain, a mustard seed, very, very small, minimal amount of pride in his heart, will never ever enter into Jannah. The point, my respected brothers, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, if you lengthen your clothing, this is kibr, this is pride. Min al-makhila, it is an act of pride. And Allah doesn't love such people. So this is enough deterrent and warning, although this topic has been repeated in many, many ahadith. If any of us are involved in this guna or sin, or we know of someone, then we should, today the sad reality, you travel, you see some places, a person is giving the khutbah of Jummah, and his clothing is hanging beneath his ankle. Sometimes the person is the imam in Salah, and the clothing is hanging beneath the ankle. Some of us, like I said, we got this practice, walk into the masjid and fold the pants. This is, the prohibition is not restricted to Salah at all times. Actual sunnah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, warfa izaraka ila nisfi saq. Raise your clothing, raise it to middle of the calf, that is halfway between the knee and the ankle, that is the actual sunnah. Fain abayta fa ila al-ka'bayn. If you don't want to do this or you refuse, then at least allowance is given till above the ankles. To continue with the hadith, وَإِنِمْرُونْ شَتَمَكْ وَعَيَّرَكْ بِمَا يَعْلَمُ فِيكْ فَلَا تُعَيِّرْهُ بِمَا تَعْلَمُ فِيهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if someone has to verbally abuse you, swear at you, someone has to verbally abuse you or criticize you about something that he knows that you have committed. Sometimes you made a mistake, you did something wrong. And somebody else becomes aware of your wrong or your weakness. Then what does he do? He starts taunting you. Starts vilifying you. Starts criticizing you. Now, normal reaction to this type of thing is what? Somebody threw stones at you, you want to throw stones back at him. So what do? You start criticizing him. Now this, what is this actually? This is when there's a fire that is burning. Instead of, Islam teaches us, throw water, don't throw oil. If you're going to throw oil on a fire, the fire situation is going to get worse. Somebody taunts you, you taunt him back, he's going to taunt you back, and what happens? This thing becomes, for years and years, relationships break down, arguments take place, a lot of unnecessary problems. That person is criticizing you, he's vilifying you, he's taunting you. We are given one beautiful nuskha and one prescription in the Quran. What he is doing, Islam does not advocate that. Islam does not advocate naming and blaming. Islam does not advocate shaming people. Islam does not advocate revealing the faults of people. So what he is doing is an act of what we call jahiliyyah and ignorance. And we are given the Quranic nuskha and prescription. When someone is behaving ignorantly towards you, what does Allah teach us? Allah commands us, وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Like the simplest translation I can give for this salama, Allah says, when someone speaks to you ignorantly, someone behaves ignorantly towards you, قَالُوا سَلَامًا, say unto them, سَلَامًا. What does it actually mean? If you break this down, simplest, like I said, translation of this would be, koi baat nahi hai. Let him, unko bakte raho, let him carry on barking. He's picking on you, he's vilifying you, he's criticizing you. Don't react to that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, فَلَا تُعَيِّرْهُ بِمَا تَعْلَمُ فِي. He is criticizing you, he is vilifying you, you don't do the same thing. You don't respond like that. And what will happen? فَإِنَّمَا وَبَالُ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَيْهِ. What will happen? The evil consequences of what he is doing, he will have to bear it. Let Allah deal with him, you don't have to deal with him. You find, my respected brothers, there are certain acts or gunas or sins which carry certain consequences. This vilifying people, criticizing people, naming and shaming people. This is something that Islam totally and completely prohibits. This is not the mizaj and the temperament of Islam. And this is such a, like I said, there are certain sins that you commit in dealing with one another, where Allah Ta'ala takes upon Himself the punishment or the warning with regards to that. And this is one sin like that. Rasulullah SAW says, "Man ayyara akhahu bi dhanbin lam yamut hatta ya'malahu." Man ayyara akhahu bi dhanbin lam yamut hatta ya'malahu. Rasulullah SAW said, whoever criticizes his brother because of a sin that that man committed, you don't ever let him forget it. You name him, you shame him, you vilify him, you criticize him. What will happen? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, this person that is doing that will not pass away until he himself does the same sin. So this is such a severe warning, if only we can understand. Today this has become very, very common. We think it's part of Islam to criticize people. We think it's part of Islam to name and shame people. Someone made a mistake, you became aware of what wrong he did or what mistake he made. Cover. Satari. Conceal. Don't name and shame the person. Don't vilify him. Don't publicly criticize him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you will do that, you will not die. Your mort will not come until Allah Ta'ala make, until you yourself commit the same sin. You will be shamed in the same way that you're shaming somebody else. On the one hand, the prohibition of us doing it ourselves. On the other hand, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to Jabir bin Sulaim, that if someone has to do that to you, don't respond in the same vein. What will happen?